This is WRJX359 Karen off of NV725 Repeater, acting as net control for the weekly Patriot Ladies Net. Good evening, ladies. Any emergency situation on this repeater takes priority, so please break in by saying emergency, break, 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 and we will promptly continue our check-ins. For more helpful information, plus GMRS repeater rules and etiquette, please visit OregonGMRS.org. We will break for a moment, then continue again. Please keep all of our Patriot ladies in your thoughts and prayers, as some are struggling through difficult times. I know you prayer warriors are all supporting them and each other. Thanks so much for your love, kindness, and support. Tonight's inspiration is called Love is a Choice. Love is a choice. Either we choose to behave lovingly toward others or not. Either we conduct ourselves in ways that enhance our relationship or not. But we should be aware that genuine love requires effort. Simply put, if we wish to build lasting relationships, we must be willing to do our part. Building lasting relationships requires compassion, wisdom, empathy, kindness, courtesy, and forgiveness. Lots of forgiveness. If that sounds like work, it is, which is perfectly okay, since the rewards of love always outweigh the cost. Zora Neale Hurston observed, "Love makes your soul crawl out of its hiding place. You are capable of choosing that kind of love, and the world becomes a better place when you do. Nobody has ever measured, not even poets, how much the heart can hold." Zelda Fitzgerald. This evening I will be calling each Patriot Lady by your basic call sign, 4 letters and 3 numbers. We practiced your basic as well as your phonetic call signs for a while now, but please reply back to me in the basic format on this repeater. We've learned that memorization of both formats of call signs are important. We're now able to receive and transmit accurate messages to our families, friends, neighbors, and our communities. We've added more Patriot Ladies to our roster, so I will begin shortly saying your... call sign and first name for each radio check. After your responses, I will move on to the next Patriot Lady until we've completed our roster. If you missed your radio check or if you have not participated before and would like to be added to the weekly roster, we will allow time at the end of the transmission for you to state your call sign and first name, and we will include you going forward. We will begin shortly. Christmas is only a few weeks away, so it's that time of year for Christmas lights, candles, cozy fires, and lots of baking and cooking. I thought it might be a good idea to cover fire hazards in our Family Emergency Preparedness Handbook, and this evening we're going to cover page 7 about smoke detectors. More than one-third of fire deaths occur in homes without smoke detectors. Hundreds of people die each year in homes with smoke detectors that don't work. It's important that you not only have a smoke detector, but also that you check and maintain it regularly. Tip: smoke detectors should be mounted high on the wall or ceiling, while carbon monoxide detectors are placed 5 feet off the floor near each sleeping area and on each level of the home. Types of smoke detectors: battery-powered. Battery-powered smoke detectors operate on alkaline batteries. The battery should be checked monthly and replaced twice a year. A good time to do this is when you change your clock in the fall and spring. Hardwired without battery backup. This type of smoke detector operates on household electrical current. As long as you have electricity, it will function. If your house loses power, it will no longer function. If you have this type, you should also install battery-operated models for backup. Hardwired with battery backup. There are hardwired models that have battery backup, so the detector will function in case of power failure. If you have this type, the battery should be changed twice a year. Hearing impaired. There are smoke detectors available that have been designed for the hearing impaired. These smoke detectors have strobe lights that, when activated, emit an extremely bright white light or a bed shaker that is able to awaken most people from their sleep. Wow. Make placement a priority. At a minimum, there should be a smoke detector in the hallways and corridors between the sleeping areas and the rest of the house, and or a smoke detector in the center of the ceiling directly above each stairway. Additional measures including installing smoke detectors on a wall or the ceiling in each sleeping room. Because smoke rises, smoke detectors should be mounted high on the wall or ceiling. A ceiling-mounted unit should be placed as close to the center of the room as possible, or a minimum of 12 inches from the wall. Avoid installing detectors near air supply duct outlets and windows and between bedrooms and the furnace cold air return. For a wall-mounted unit, the top of the detector should be 6 to 12 inches from the ceiling. Smoke detectors collect dust like everything else in a house. To ensure your smoke detector is clean, follow the manufacturer's recommendations for cleaning or use a vacuum cleaner to remove dust and cobwebs. Tip: smoke detector replacement. It is recommended that smoke detectors be replaced every 10 years. At 15 years, there is a 50-50 chance your detector will fail, and almost 100% chance of failure at 30 years. I do know that your smoke detector, if you have problems installing them, or even if you're elderly or disabled, the fire department will come out and help you change batteries and do that sort of thing, just so you know. So this evening when I call on you, if you have any suggestions or comments about the fire hazards on the smoke detectors, please feel free to speak up. 359, moving to the first checked in. WRMW 211 Hope. This is 359 Karen, do you copy?